Good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you are. It's present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of Infinite Talks Podcast. And today, I just want to talk about, man, the power of thought, the power of frequency, the power of imagery, the power of having the right set of thoughts. Because, dude, okay, so right now, the reason I'm recording real quick on the spot, I'm in my lunch hour, and I was like getting out of the office, like, what did I eat? Like, I don't know what to eat. Like, there's several joints that I want to go to, but I don't want to go there, like, just because they're accessible. But then I thought in my mind, it'd be good if I can go eat with my mom right now, or my parents, or my tias. And let me call them. And I visualized, before I called her, I visualized eating with them, like, breakfast food. I'm a breakfast guy, bro. I can eat breakfast food at any time of the day. It doesn't even matter if it's late at night, midday, early in the morning. The more breakfast food, the better. You know, like, I can eat that at any time, especially if there's coffee and all that good stuff. So I was like, you know, let me call it. I visualize eating breakfast food with them, like a brunch. It's 12:30, guys. Like, I'm freaking starving. I'm like, you know what? I call my mom up. And first of all, like, I just talked to her. I talked to her about her health. Like, how you doing, mom? You doing good? La, la, la. She's like, yeah, feeling better. Taking this special tea that, not special tea, but the actual tea that she's drinking. And she feels amazing, you know? And I'm like, oh, that's amazing, mom. Like, and then she's like, we're making breakfast right now for, and I'm like, where are you? She's like, oh, I'm here close by at the Guerreras Reception Center. If y'all ever gone there, it's here and centrally located in South Laredo. And mid-south, I call it center, mid-south, midtown. She's like, we're making food, it's almost ready if you want to come and eat. I'm like, okay, I'm on my way. I visualized it, and the power of thought, the power of frequency. I have to go, like, I'm on my way right now. So I'm gonna cut this episode short. I'll be there shortly. But I just wanted to say, like, sometimes you visualize things that in your mind, you think that they're not possible. But if you kind of like act towards that thought and start, you know, putting into action, like, your decision making, I feel like the cosmos hear you right away. Like, if you're really connected, and they'll provide that feedback for you. And boom, it's right there. And now it's a manifested reality. In your reality. So right now, I'm gonna eat me some really good brunch Mexican breakfast food, and I'm gonna feel amazing, because I already feel amazing, but I'm gonna feel more amazing. And also, I wanted to talk about just how the power of thought can be easily swayed. And I by experience, I can talk about this, because there's certain apps on your phone that can put a different algorithm that you're not used to, and they'll try, like, I think Jay mentioned it once. Jay Tats, shout out to Jay Tats. He's like, you gotta be careful when you're out in the social medias, because sometimes they'll throw a little curveball, and that curveball can easily switch up your mindset, easily, in a bad way. And to me, it happened yesterday. I was on, I think they sent me a Twitter, and I wanted to see what was that all about. And then I checked it out. I was like, dude, I just started scrolling through Twitter, and all of a sudden, it just sent me on a spiral out of control, like, just swiping. I was like, dude. And I saw a bunch of stuff that wasn't, you know, healthy. You know, like, I saw, oh man, like, I don't even want to say, but there was a young girl who was special needs getting beat up. There's no need to see that. I mean, yeah, that exists. And I felt really bad that she had gone through that. Like, it was a little girl with special needs in a wheelchair, and she was beaten up by one or two girls. And I was like, I can't believe this is happening in America. Like, I can't believe that we have no, what the hell? Like, what are our kids thinking, bro? Like, this is fucked up in so many ways. And so it kind of puts you down, right? And it resonates with you for a while. Like, that vibration, and it's a low vibration thought. It's a low vibration reality. So obviously, I'm going to carry that weight with me for a while, because low vibration is hard to, like, you need to be in high vibration to get rid of it. And then after that, I saw a video of some young kids in high school get into a fight, and then there's gunshots. So I was like, and then I was like, all right, man, this really sucks. I need to turn off this freaking app. It was Twitter, right? So I turned it off. But like, I'm talking about it because it stays with you. It stays with you, and it really impacts your mental health, bro. And it really impacts your thought process. You know, if you're not really accountable of what you're listening to, what you're watching, then you can be like, oh shit, like if I'm not aware of what I'm watching, I'm just consuming whatever. But if you're aware, you're conscious, then you're gonna stop as soon as you get the red light, like, hey bro, this is not healthy. No, get out. So, but I was like, dude, after that, like, it took me a while to like get over it, man. I can notice my energy levels low when I got home from work. And I was like, I had to get out of that funk. So I took my son to soccer practice, or our version of soccer practice, which is we just play soccer with the boys, with his friends. And for an hour and 15, an hour and 30 minutes, we were playing. So that kind of helped me to alleviate the negative thoughts that can creep up. And then on top of that, I get home and my daughter's like, hey dad, take me to the softball game. There was two rival schools playing, United North and Prince Alexander, and your friends from both teams play there. So I'm like, hey, let's go check it out. And so we go there, and then I noticed my energy getting better and better. But for the latter part of the day, I just didn't feel good, man. And eventually, yeah, once everything was said and done, I was able to, you know, talk to my wife. We all felt good. Talk to her about, you know, what we got going on. Pretty cool, man. It's just the power of thought is very powerful when you're in control of it. When you're not in control of it, and the things that are not supposed to creep up into your subconscious or your conscious, is they start creeping up, and then it's like real bad information or very ill vibes. You're gonna feel it, like, and sometimes you're numb to it. But one thing that I heard recently from, so I forgot who it was, but some dude that came out on a video that I saw recently, I think it was yesterday or today, he was saying, if you become numb to all the negative stuff, it actually trickles down to the positive stuff too. So you become numb for both positive and negative. When you're like, you watch all that negative stuff and it doesn't bother you, and you're like, nah, I'm gonna keep on watching it, it doesn't matter, like, it's not gonna affect me. Well, he was saying, and it made sense to me. I don't know if this is a research or whatever, but to me it made sense. Like, if you're being numb to the negative, like, if it doesn't bother you, then the positive stuff is not gonna impact you either. You're gonna have a really low vibration to everything. So I was like, well, that makes sense. I like that. So I was like, let me spread that visual so that people can see both sides. So I've been very sensitive to negative stuff, but I'm also very sensitive to positive stuff. And I try to keep it on the positive side of things all the time, because I know how easily it can get out of hand. And then you lose your mojo, bro. You lose your positivity. You lose your mental health, that you start becoming more isolated, depressed, and everything trickles down to that first thought that initiated the whole downward spiral. So the more you're in control of the thoughts that come into your mind, the more you're in control of your environment, the more you're in control of a healthy lifestyle, I think it adds up to having a better, you know, version of yourself at any specific moment. Be random, it could be a progressive thing, that where you're constantly trying to chase positivity and being conscious about it, and being conscious that you want to stay away from the negative stuff. And I think that's when you can make a major shift in your life. But it takes practice, obviously, because you can easily go down the downward spiral and watch a lot of, you know, ill-intended content. And that content can affect you for days, months, years, or it can even be like a traumatic visual that you have in your mind. And it just resonates with you and it carries along with a long time, and you're gonna have to work through that. And even if you don't think it's traumatic, but you've experienced it on a virtual plane, like you didn't really live it, but you see it on a video, you see it in a picture, you see it on a story, or you hear somebody say a horrible story, then, or you're doing something you're not supposed to, it's gonna impact you for a long time on a subconscious level. And it's gonna be hard to do away with the ill vibes that you got from that. It's like an app or a virus that's in your phone or your computer, and you can't get rid of it. It's still nagging, and you tried all the software and you can't get rid of it. It's the same thing. These viruses of the mind have been implemented or implanted in your mind. So they're there, and it's hard to get rid of them if you don't know how to do the right work to get the right programs to delete these viruses. Yeah, man, it's been a rapid journey this last few weeks. A lot of lessons learned, a lot of wisdom. Shout outs to the Frequency Squad, always being hopeful, praying, sharing positive thoughts. The Positive Mantra Group as well. You know, my family, my friends, we communicate in the same frequency all the time, and it's just awesome, man, to have accountability and people reminding you about it. And I guess I'm doing that today, just making sure that you're accountable for your thoughts, that you're accountable for what you're, you know, feeding your mind. And if your mind is swiping up on an app and you get the curveball and you see it, know that you can go away from it, that you don't have to dive deep into that. And because once you start doing that, the mindset changes on a subconscious and a conscious level. So please stray away from the negativity. And yeah, that's about it today, guys. I just want to share that thought. I'm about to have brunch with my mom and my tias, my dad, my tios, and drink some coffee, have some brunch, and go back to work. Peace out. Have a beautiful day. Remember, we are not a brand. We're a frequency.